Less. Okay, we're going. We're going. I can record now. I don't know how much of, you know, evil things we're going to say. We'll find out.
About my knees?
About your knees? That's pretty evil. That's pretty evil. That and... Oh, here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gotta get my...
Weed.
Well, it is technically, but it's personally. I don't need all of it. Okay, and we'll see how this behaves out here. I figure there's always a little purslane plant that'll pop up that I can take advantage of, right?
Sure.
Absolutely. Do I'm on the wrong side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they're gonna run you over.
No.
Lisa's got lots and lots and lots of little rules. That's okay. That's why I'm flexible. Be a good compliment to Lisa's thing. Yeah. Pardon me. So yeah. This is gonna be Farmer Walk. Matt, see? Matt needs to get back walking with us. He needs to wake up and walk with us too, huh? Yeah, you think? I'm not married to seven. That's just kind of the period they like me active. Of course, they're like, when I do 7 at 3 in the morning, they go to bed. And you go, dude, I've already been to bed. This is now morning. This is not like, oh, I haven't gotten to bed yet. It's 3 in the morning. It's not like the exact opposite. I do it early, you know, around there because, yeah. Because once I lay down after scriptures and prayer and try to read to Lisa, that is the most amazing sleep aid I've got. What a great thing to have learned over time is that trying to read in bed at night to Lisa just puts me away, which is fantastic. You need to know stuff like that. I think if I got it worked out, it's on my calendar so I can see it. The 4:30
wake up Lisa
thing. Maybe I'll do the thing. Maybe that's something I can do for you, Lisa.
What?
Is have my phone in there. I can charge it in on my bed thing too. And let it go off at 4:30.
Okay.
It's not as much fun. See, I can't use the Sonny and Cher song because it's the wrong time. You know, it's made for 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be on Sam's phone. Yeah, you go, no, you got to have a little piece of something good that isn't too jarring.
Oh, hush, you're starting to be barking.
People. Where's that dog?
No.
I think it's the cope with life.
Like all the service animals?
Yeah.
Well, half the time they don't do anything with them except make sure they have food and water.
This is companionship. They just put a little thing on them so they can take them everywhere. And so everybody, oh, here, little Biden Bill. Uh-huh, sure. You say. You mind if I don't believe you? Well, I have my Purslane, my vitamin C in the morning.
It's got omega 3s and vitamin E too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't even have to plant it. It just comes up.
Need it in my
yeah. So here I am munching on Purslane.
Walking up the hill.
The people down this road say, why on earth are there always these chewed up Purslane people? It was. I saw it. And young Rachel. Name?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought I was waving at somebody I didn't even know?
No.
Possible.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway. Come on, you can say it. Okay, Marlo?
Yeah.
I think it's okay to mention his name. Well, I'm not saying anything good or bad about anybody. Am I? Yes? Won't get there. He's awesome. I like him. He's a good guy. Oh, anyway.
It looked like he was dressed for school.
Yeah.
He didn't have to dress for the county fair.
See, well, you know, chicken carry is big enough that I don't know if they really obey those rules. You know, the county fair is more for the
outlying areas.
Well, you know, it's made for the more rural types. Chicken carry is so cosmopolitan, you've noticed.
I see.
And a whole lot of people in chicken carry itself don't even recognize the fair's even going on.
Yeah.
My problem is, I'm so dang busy, I'm supposed to take some time to man the fair booth for the health council, and I haven't signed up for it yet, and the first few days are already shot. I'm not sure exactly what I want to do, if anything, about it. Oh man, you guys are going fast.
Maybe it'll work?
Maybe. You just like driving fast. Nope.
Oh, don't do it.
Lisa, I do it all the time.
Who's that fishy?
Oh, yes, man.
There you are.
Good night.
I can remember.
Go like this.
Sorry. No, I can remember when I was younger.
Yeah.
And there was an old person shuffling.
Yeah.
Instead of walking.
Uh-huh.
So I asked my, I was young enough. Why is that person doing this? And she said, because they've forgotten how to pick up their feet to walk.
Oh my. So I need to be exaggerated about it. But when the time comes, I'm going to have to think about it, right?
Yeah.
Do it by nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I catch myself sometimes doing that, and I remember, pick up your feet, pick up your feet.
Yeah. I really try to think that there's so much that is really important to do that hopefully this isn't one of them. I don't want to be constantly having to remind myself of just basic bodily functions and such.
Like walking
properly. That's sad. But I don't want to end up breaking something.
Yeah, which, that's how many times I fall and broken something.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much lately, thank goodness.
Because I've been picking up my feet.
Picking up the feet. Got it. Oh. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, dogs just behave like that just for something to do. It's like I'm saddled with this person that basically ignores me. It's a wonder I get fed. I mean, I'll say, it's either for companionship or security, right? And you're going, if your dog started banging in the middle of the night and you were any kind of good person, you'd probably go out and yell at your dog and tell him to shut up.
Well, just ignore them. They're ignoring them now.
Yeah, or just ignore them and you go, what kind of security is that? So it scares away people that want to be stealthy. You go, yeah. But I think most people know that people don't listen to their dog, so it doesn't matter. Okay. You want to wait?
Four.
Public displays of affection? Mm-hmm. Right here at the elementary school, too. Destined to. What, you need to breathe?
I need.
What?
It's picking up on me.
Of course. Is that making you weird? Don't get weird. It's life. Are you alright?
Mosquitoes.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay, you have a wonderful day, hon. Huh?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're trying to, too. Seems like everything's getting to you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Alright, I'll walk my way and you walk your way.
Okay.
Oh, I love you.
Have
and yeah, see you tonight
day.
With the wonderful hope that, yeah, I won't feel the need to do too much tomorrow. And I'll go with your clothes, maybe.
Okay.
Let's try that. It would be really nice if I had my cell phone working so that I could do that. Otherwise, I have to hit Walmart occasionally so I can
where do you think I'm going?
Get stuff. Yeah, yeah. See, it still works. Okay, I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, so we're up at the highest little part. It's not really the highest part, so you can carry. What? No. Bye. At least it's listening because I'm talking to her. No, I'm just talking to the phone. I don't even check this stuff particularly. It ends up being kind of my journal. But people say, always keep a journal. You never know when somebody's going to want to get the information out of it. And you go, well, maybe. Of course, in the day, there was only a written one, so that's what they did. The church really relies on the journal of Wilford Woodruff for a lot of historical stuff because he was really good at recording every day what happened to him and his thoughts and impressions. So, anyway, I don't know if Wilford Woodruff were alive today. He might not write it. He may say, I record it. Just like that Nemro fella. Not that I'm some kind of great leader, but there it is. Anyway, I'm going down one school, elementary school sidewalk, going toward Mesa Lands, so I can see right in front of me. Lisa's going the other way. She goes up the hill with me, and then she goes down the hill. Matt used to go on these walks too. And he really needs to. He's getting a little portly. Anyway, oh boy, school has not quite started for any of this. Mesa Lands is doing a lot of it's not in service, it's pre-service. A lot of getting things pulled together for classes and stuff like that. My lip's still bleeding from cutting myself shaving. Cut my lip. Not being too careful. Anyway, so that's kind of what's happening today. you can look at the recording, the dates there, and the timestamp. I think it's like the 11th or something, August the 11th. So, they tell me I get paid tomorrow, so I'm going to get at least a sense for how much I would get paid for a week of things. Got to get my cell phone pulled together so that I can get calls, so I can get alerts when something goes down. But I really get I need to get a phone number so that I can send it straight to that phone number. Won't have to worry about everything else. Although it would be really nice. What I really want to do is have it all be sent to the business phone, and then have the business phone forward it on to me. But I've noticed that there's some downside to that. So we have to see how we're going to get this stuff accomplished and how it's all going to work. Somebody wants to pick me up or give me a thing.
All right.
Well, thank you, but this is my exercise. I don't get any otherwise. Oh.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you. I'll have to talk to you later about personnel action stuff.
Okay.
Do you just want me to email?
Stop by my office.
Okay. I'll stop by your office. You're going to be around a lot today?
I'll be around all day. I'll be in and out of meetings, but I'll be there all day.
Sure. All right. Thank you. That's Dwayne Brooks. He's the chief of staff. The president's right-hand man. The guy on the ground. When the president's taking care of five other things, he's our chief operating officer. So when it comes to anything about operations, we got to do that. And he's really great. I like Dwayne very much. Dr. Dwayne Brooks. You wonder sometimes when you need to call him Dr. Brooks, or when you can just call him Dwayne. I don't know how much I can get away with that. And I think I may have broached that subject once or twice. I don't remember getting an answer. So it might be, I better just hang with the... with what I've got. Everybody's nice. Everybody's wonderful. So.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I remember the days when I used to run. But that was a long time ago. Man. Let's see. What else is going on? That's about it. Actually, I've been thinking about trying to pull together a presentation for NIMTI. If you do a presentation, you get a cheaper rate on attending the conference. And so my basic philosophy is, if you go to a conference, you need to present. So I was kind of thinking about what I'd like to present on. And I was thinking about, I've gotten this little thing going about child development to tell people. And just everything, I said, my study of child development when I was very young contributes so much to what I do now and how I approach so many things. And then I thought about Robert Fulghum, who I'm sure has passed away by now, or if not, he's quite old. He was probably at least in his 50s when I was in my 20s. So he's older than my parents, who are in their late 70s. So I would imagine Robert Fulghum, if he's still alive, is at least into his 80s, if not scratching 90. Anyway, could still be huffing and puffing. He put out this little, it's mostly just an essay book, but a good one. The main essay was everything I needed to know in life I learned in kindergarten. And it's a pretty good book. Of course, now you'd probably take that and you'd go look at how much now we fail to try to transmit in that wonderful impressionable period before you get too jaundiced as a kid, before you start, you know, screaming at your parents and saying that nobody knows anything. And anyway, I never really took a look to see what time it was, to see how long this thing takes. And I think there's certain aspects of life where you just don't want to be ruled by the clock particularly, you know, you just want life to work. Don't want to get too weird. Everybody's offering me rides.
I walk to work.
I need the exercise.
Well,
it's a little longer of a walk for you. Mine isn't too bad.
Jason, walking to work.
Yeah, that's me. So, and that was our college president, Dr. Greg Bush. Another good guy. Now, I bet you, under any circumstances, I don't know, that's a pretty nice truck. Nicer vehicles and such. I think they might be wrong. No. I might swing by here and see if I can get him to send me my pictures. That would be kind of cool. Oh, and Rob's already here too. So I probably need to stop doing this. Oops.